if you look at the data really closely, the kids that are really behind the eight ball here are the ones that are in the, you know, the most remotest communities across Australia. And, you know, there's a number of reasons why that is the case. I mean, a lot of these kids, English is not the first language. It's often their second or third. And even simple things, which we take for granted when we live in big cities like Sydney and things, is that there's just no access to books. You know, there's no bookshops. There may be a small community library, but in most cases not. Kids generally don't have access to books until they start school. So it's not until they're 4 and 5 years old when they're first exposed to books and reading. There's so many challenges involved in this, and as part of the foundation, what we are trying to do is provide access from, you know, the earliest possible start to books, and whether that book is in English or whether it's in the local language, because we also translate books in the first language of, you know, babies and toddlers in communities, that doesn't matter. But it's all about, you know, engaging kids and families in the act of reading and the joy of reading from the earliest possible age.
We're also in such a highly functional digital age where the simpleness of reading a book, you know, is still quite special.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're huge book lovers here. We're a charity that's come out of the book industry. So although, you know, as you said, technology is kind of taking over in a big way, children's books and publishing children's books is still a strong market. And you can't replace, it's so tactile, you know, you hold the book, you turn the pages. And it's all about bonding in those early ages, you know, of kids and their mums or their grandmas and, you know, their siblings. When we go out into remote communities, as I said, we take out loads and loads of books with us, and they're all books that are developmentally appropriate. So for the babies and toddlers, it's the cloth books and the touchy-feely books. A lot of them are board books, so they're books that are going to last a long time. And then for the older school kids, we have a range of books that'll suit a range of interests. When we select our books, it's such a rigorous process to ensure that we are providing the best books that are out there, books that, you know, kids will want to pick up and enjoy. We also publish children's books, so a lot of the books we publish are actually written by kids themselves, you know, so there's stories that give a bit of an insight and a bit of a glimpse into the lives of kids out in remote communities and what they do. We published a wonderful book last year called No Way Yitagabe, and Yitagabe is the word for crocodile in Tiwi, which is up on the Tiwi Islands north of Darwin. So the book incorporates, you know, English as well as the local language, recognising that, you know, their language is important as well as English. Mm. When you publish a book that's written by community members, it's a book that instantly has an audience of, you know, the whole community. Everyone wants to read it. It's a book that's going to be picked up. It's a book that's going to be shared and told over and over again.
When children's books are written in language, it's great for adults to learn all those basic words too. I'm looking at the publication of The Goanna Was Hungry.
Yep.
Illustrated by the children from, and there's a language name, but I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
The remotest community in Australia. Their name is Junjunjara. It's about 900 kilometres east of Kalgoorlie. I'm in Western Australia. And when I say 900 kilometres, it's 900 kilometres of dirt road and a lot of bush. I've actually done the trip myself, and it's a huge eye-opener when you take a journey like that and there's just no sort of toilet stops along the way. That, you know, it's 9 hours of bush. I mean, it's a spectacular little community with only around 100, you know, members there. A beautiful little school with such incredibly hardworking teachers there. Some of them are local teachers that work in the school as well. And the main language of the community is Pitjantjatjara, but at school they learn English. We held the Spinifex Writers Camp there last year, which is the first year of the camp. And kids from two other remote community schools, Menzies and Mount Margaret, also came along, and they're all kids that were interested in writing and illustrating a story. So it was all about two-way learnings. Not only did Anne James and Sally Morgan talk to the kids about, you know, writing stories and their expertise in illustrating, but it was also about, you know, the kids teaching us about, you know, their beautiful country out there and how they go hunting for maku, you know, all their bush tucker out there, witchetty grubs and bush turkeys and things. We did a camp out on country, you know, so it was all about two-way learning and engagement. So the kids taught us as much as, you know, we were able to teach them, and you know, we're so excited to publish their book. It's such a beautiful book, and there are 10 beautifully illustrated and written stories in there. Some unexpected stories and love tales between a dolphin and a dog, and there's one about, and the main feature of the book is about a goanna who was hungry and falls into some chemicals and turns into this, you know, giant, scary goanna who starts to tear down buildings and things. So it's full of interesting stories. And there's even ones about friendship and, you know, home and country. Yep. And things like that. So, yeah, we're incredibly excited to launch this book.